The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
It's not unusual. You want to be by anyone. It's not unusual. You want to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual. You are to see me cry. I want to die. It's not unusual. You want to go out at any time. When I see you out and about, it's such a crime.
It's Tom Jones' birthday today. There you go. There you go. Any Tom Jones fans. How old is he, Albert? Do we know?
He's old. I have no idea how old he is.
Stop.
I don't know. I think he's not that old. He's got to be in his mid-70s.
Today
right?
He turns 78.
Sir.
Wow. Sir Late Tom Jones.
Spring chicken. Right. What's Sir Tom Jones? He was knighted?
Yeah, he was knighted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
Sir Thomas Jones Woodward.
Yeah. So, can we stop with the requests now? We got people tweeting about, you know, it's Tom Jones. I get it; it's a talk show, not a music show.
They know we love our music. And Charles, thank you for that nice tweet because he reminded us it's Tom Jones' birthday. So happy birthday, Mr. Jones. That's not his real name, though, right? Is it Tom Jones' real name? Do we know?
I think it's Thomas.
It's probably
Thomas
Bobby
John Woodward.
Look at that. Thank you, Frank. Only Frankie would know. Hey, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning, Piscopo in the morning. You know, I wanted to talk about what are you talking about? The sex beaches. What are we going on there, Frankie? That you sent me something.
Wow! Talk about misrepresenting the story altogether.
This story just got
something
a,
I would say.
This story got a lot more interesting. Sex beaches.
All I saw. Okay. Guys, hold on. I know. Sorry. All I saw.
And this
was
is that in the Where to Go Joe
it.
Segment.
Right.
I mean, that's.
Well,
that's a destination.
That was last hour.
All I remember is I get the things on my Apple phone or on.
Again,
Frankie will,
a piece of junk.
It gets me. Frankie will let me know in the middle of a riff or if I'm babbling on the air. He'll text me so it hits, and I go, sex beaches. That's all I get in front of me. Okay?
Like, all right.
Now, Frank, you can break that down for us, and then we're going to go to the phone calls. Okay? Hold there, please.
There's a city councilman named Heimdall. Deutsch, represents Brooklyn in the city council. Very conservative guy.
Related to Donnie by any chance?
I don't think so. He is, I believe he's an Orthodox Jewish, you know, person himself. But he is hosting, and I think this is a first in New York, two gender segregated swim days where the beach would normally be closed, but it's going to be open one day for men and one day for women. This is very strange.
It's a private beach, though, if I'm not mistaken.
Not really. What he said, what Deutsch is saying, and I know Deutsch, and he's a good guy and a hardworking guy, but he said, I have a lot of Orthodox Jewish and Muslim constituents in my district who've never been able to go to the beach before. They've never been able to smell the beach, to walk the sand. Everybody should be able to enjoy the beach. So these are days that the beach at Kingsborough Community College would normally be closed. It's right next to Manhattan Beach in South Brooklyn. But he's raising private funds to cover the cost of taking over the beach for 2 days. So under his plan, on June 29th, that's set aside for men and boys, while July 27th is going to be reserved for women and girls. So the beach would normally be closed on those days, but it's going to be kept open for these gender-segregated days. Now, this has raised the gander of a lot of people here, not the least of which is New York Civil Liberties Union Executive Director Donald Lieberman, who said, quote, "What chutzpah? People don't have the right to impose gender discrimination on a city beach simply because it's mandated by their religion." She goes on to say, "It is one thing for the city to provide reasonable religious accommodation for religious practice. It's quite another to limit public access of the beach for everybody else." And I got to tell you, Joe, I mean, look, yeah. I have no problem with whatever Orthodox Jews or Muslims want to do, but I kind of agree with Donald Lieberman. I mean, I understand that this is money that he's raising privately to keep the beach open those days, but this doesn't sit well with me at all.
If they take 1 day, is it going to hurt anybody? One day. Is it a week they're doing? What are they doing? June 29th. It's 1 day.
Yeah, well, girls, June 29th and July 27th.
Just so you know, Orthodox Jews and practicing Muslims do not permit men and women to swim together at the same time. And if you want to honor that, they could pick a day. It's a public beach, though, you're saying?
Yes.
All right. Well, then it probably should be someone, maybe, whether it's an Orthodox or somebody that practices that. Maybe it should be their beach in front of their homes. But most of the beaches now are public. So, but I have no problem with that. I don't know. Get 877-970-2990 and give us a call. 1 day, you just acknowledge somebody's religious belief. I have no problem with it. But again, I don't know. I don't know if I'm in the minority today or what, because also about this pizza guy, I don't think you should deport the poor pizza guy from Brooklyn. I know. He's married to an American. Just to go to another story here, and he was delivering pizzas, and this guy got arrested. He's got two kids. So, am I a bleeding heart? Am I too much of a bleeding heart?
He was told to leave by ICE, and he voluntarily said, "Okay, I'll leave." And 8 years later, he's still here, and he married and he had two kids.
All right,
he rolled the dice. I think he lost.
We'll open it up. 877-970-2999. Maria in Middletown's been holding for a while. I apologize for that, Maria. What are you thinking this morning on all of this?
Joe, now, I love you, but I have to say, I think you're drinking the Kool-Aid this time. On 9/11,
yes.
Those trawlers that flew into the World Trade Center were here illegally, some of them on visas, and they flew into the World Trade Center and changed our lives.
Yeah.
We all blame the government for not. Where was the government? Why wasn't any, how did this happen?
Yeah.
We always loved that we had freedom knowing our government kept us safe, our shores were safe. We had it all under control.
Yeah.
And that day we were saying, where was everyone? What happened?
Yeah.
My girlfriend died. I come from Middletown now. Mm-hmm. Well, about 38 people in my neighborhood died. We have like a cemetery by the train station. That day I was in the prayer train after the plane flew in. I had to walk over people that were bleeding. I mean, that day changed my life. It changed my daughter's life.
So you just have laws. Laws should be laws, and you have to enforce them. Guilty as charged, Maria. Yeah. I don't have an argument. I don't have an argument for you, Maria. And listen. Thank you for what you've gone through. My heart, 9/11. We're a block away at the radio station. I feel every day I walk down Broadway. Every day I walk near Wall Street. I think of the ashes the ashes of people we lost. So Maria's saying, if there's laws, no matter whatever, whether it's a pizza guy or if they got family, we have to just make the laws and we have to adhere to the laws. Otherwise, the bad guys will get in. I don't have a great argument for that, and I can't disagree with that. And I know I'm a bleeding heart. Ricardo will have something to say about that. Hey, Ricardo, how you doing this morning?
Good, Joe P. Listen, let me lighten things up a little bit. let me beat the music horse to death.
Please.
You don't owe us any apology in the morning for playing Jimi Hendrix. We love Sinatra. We love Hendrix. When we were growing up, we had 7 channels. One channel I could see Sinatra. Another channel I could see the Beatles. Another channel I could see Waylon Jennings. Now I got 500 channels, and I see nothing unless I see reruns of them.
You're right. Thank you, Ricardo. Thanks for making me, because that Ricardo's referring to, we opened up with some Jimi Hendrix, and I love the rock and roll of the 60s. And every in my back of my mind, I think all my buddies I came up with, you know, not to mention my sister Carol, my brother Richie, you know, and then Vinnie Lapone and Timmy McWilliams and Richie Mears, Johnny Welshon's Johnny Vargo from Bloomfield. You know, I remember we used to the rock and roll of the day, huh? Oh, we saw the Beatles coming in. See, that was a good thing about the boomers, you know. We got to see this great music come into the United States, and then we discovered some of the British invasion, and then we would look at, well, whose music is that? Then we'd go back, and that's how you found Howlin' Wolf, and that's how you found, you know, all these great music artists, the blues artists that came from Chicago, came from down south to Chicago and influenced the British invasion. Isn't it wild how it came around? So, and then Jimi Hendrix to take it to a complete other level. But of course, we always stay true to Mr. S and Tony Bennett, some of the greats of the standards. But thanks for making me feel better, because sometimes I feel guilty putting on the hard rock and roll, man, you know, or the psychedelic rock, because I listen, that was my junior high school and high school years. Let me go to Joe. Joe, you calling from Michigan. Good morning and welcome to the program. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, I'm from Passaic, New Jersey. I'm on vacation up in Clio. I'm trying to keep traveling back.
From Passaic to Michigan, man. We love you for calling in, Joe. What's on your mind?
All right. Back in the 70s, I got out of the Army. I got on the police force. And then I was going to marry a lady from Peru. The hassle they put me through. Nobody showed me mercy. Nobody showed me nothing. Mm-hmm. I had to stand in line for hours to get the paperwork.
Yeah.
Then, after we did all the paperwork, and I swore I would take care of her and all that, then she had to go back to Peru. I had to go back there with her. I had to tell the ambassadors, the representative in Peru, that I was planned on marrying. She wasn't just marrying me to become a citizen. It was a whole hassle. It took like almost a year and a half to do it. Yeah. I had to go back and forth to Peru two times. Yeah. And then her mother came later. We did it legally. The same thing. I had to post bonds. I had to sign papers saying I would take care of her. She would become a public ward. Yeah. They just ran me through the ringer.
Yeah,
and, I mean, I'm a citizen, a veteran, a police officer. They treated me, you know, I didn't ask for anything. I did what the law said. So it's a hard, I believe in immigration, but do it the way everybody else had to do it. All those people standing in right now.
Yeah,
waiting.
Yep, understand, Joe. You went through it, and everybody else should go through it. And thank you for your service as a police officer, Joe. We appreciate it. Ishmael is on the line from Jersey. Good morning, Ishmael. What are you thinking this morning?
Well, good morning, Joe. God, I'd love your show. But anyway, I'm calling in reference to what the gentleman just before talked about this Ecuadorian. And if I can just mention that, you know, when you said that you looked at those pictures of his two daughters, well, I'm going to ask that man to look at that picture of his two daughters and see what he's done to his family. And why is it that they throw it on our shoulders when he's the one that did the irresponsible act?
Yeah.
Listen, I would love him to become an American citizen, but do it like my grandparents and your grandparents. And I don't know if I can say this word on the air, but I'm not a WOP and neither are you.
We came here.
Our grandparents came legally. That's my statement. And I wish him that he just does what this gentleman did before.
Yeah.
It takes a while, but then we are a nation of laws.
Ishmael, I don't have an argument. I say guilty as charged. I'm a bleeding heart, and I see that happening, and I say, is there a way around it? But I understand it. And the word WAP, of course, comes from without papers. And none of us, at least the folks I know, were never without papers. My goodness gracious, what my grandparents had to go through to be here, to stay here, to learn the language. They learned the language. They learned the laws, and always proud to be Americans. So it's a great point that why this pizza delivery guy, I didn't think of his family saying, well, maybe I should really become legal. And I understand that. My heart just goes out to these folks because I'm just too nice. I swear.
Joe, he had applied for legal status in February.
Yeah, right.
You know,
but
so, he was waiting.
But 8 years ago, I told him he had to leave.
You're right,
all right, I'm going to leave. But 8 years later, I'm going to marry somebody, have two kids.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to apply for a green card.
Right.
It doesn't work that way.
It's now, you know, the problem is now not only do you you have three American citizens who are now going to have a tough time being able to pay the rent.
You know what? The wife probably knew too.
Yeah,
so
it's if you're going to go into every pizzeria in Brooklyn and start deporting every single person that's in the country illegally, then there'll be no pizzas being delivered.
Yeah, but you know what? You play the game. You play the game, and if you don't get caught, you don't get caught. But this guy got caught. I don't have sympathy for this guy. He didn't do it the right way. If he did it the right way, it's a different set of circumstances.
Let me go to Michelle real quick before we break. Michelle, I wanted to get you on the air. What are you thinking this morning?
Good morning, guys. Nice to hear you.
Thank you.
First thing first.
Yes.
I'm calling about the beach.
Yeah.
Okay. First, it's one day a month, this one time private donations. Then the next time, it's one day a month. And then before you know, they go to one day a week. Everything starts small. And if you take the emotion out of it, they're going against the laws of America. You cannot allow a religious situation. That's their choice. And it's our choice and our laws that say they stay open. You can't start making these differences. You see what's happening in Europe. It's here, but they're slow getting in because of our laws.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
You too, Michelle. Thank you for listening. 877-970-2999. A lot to get into, and we're loving your way in. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. And Debbie Duhaime is out there on the roads for you this morning. Good morning, Debbie Duhaime. How are we doing traffic-wise?
We've got a couple of issues out here. Good morning to you, Joe, Frank, Allen, everybody. Let's take it out to the LIE. It's a major accident for you on the LIE westbound at Maurice Avenue. Accident involving a motorcycle. Two lanes blocked here on the LIE West, right at Maurice Avenue. So prepare for some delays there. Eastbound LIE, that's going to be stop and go as you head right out toward the Clearview. Watch out for slowdowns westbound Belton to Lefferts Boulevard. And we're still seeing some slowdowns on the southern state eastbound up by the Wantagh with an accident there as well. Inbound GWB 10 to 15. Lincoln 45, Holland still 30, brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America invites you to take steps for cures at a walk event near you. Support the 1.6 million Americans living with these diseases. Get started at cctakesteps.org. Partly cloudy today with a high of about 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high going up to 82 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow explains that Israel is getting attacked from all sides.
There is this pattern of attack from Gaza, from Hamas, Hezbollah in the north. Israel retaliates, and it's immediately, there's filings at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Again, The Hague courtroom's not what you expect, and this was nothing like the legal system we're used to here in the United States.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy .com studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the smartwaytobuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price. Because the smartwaytobuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the smartwaytobuy.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
We love John Katz. Love John Katz. Love Margo. Piscopo in the morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Margo. Good morning, John. And good morning to you, 8:24 in the morning. If you have problems sleeping, I got the answer for you. It's called My Pillow. How many times I got to tell you about My Pillow? How many times I got to tell you this? I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you on the radio. You know what? You go to MyPillow.com. You get this special deal from Mr. Mike Lindell, one of our favorite people on earth. A great man, great patriot, keeps the company in Minnesota, please. Hires like 1,100 and more workers in Minnesota. He can make this product anywhere. Keeps all the products in MyPillow are made in America. And now Mike Lindell has this offer just for you. 50% off the MyPillow 4-pack, which includes two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. 50% off. Come on. They make great gifts. Paulie Pillow, my cousin. He knows. He has a pillow for somebody every week. There's a pillow. Paulie comes to your house. He has a pillow. My pillow under his arm. Here, I got a pillow for you. You're going to love this. Now go to MyPillow.com. If you would, use the promo code AM970. You'll get this great deal from Mike Lindell. 50% off the MyPillow 4-pack, okay? Here is the number, 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970, or again, if you would, for this great deal from Mr. Mike Lindell, exclusively for you listening to AM970, you go to MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM970, The Answer. Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Good morning, it's Piscopo in the morning, 8:25 right now. Vito Pacella, former Republican congressman from New York, joins us. Vito, where do your family come from? Where's the family come from in Italy, if I may ask, Vito?
Of course. Good morning, Joe. We actually come from Calabria, in the town of San Vito, which is
beautiful.
Outside of Salvato. So, yeah.
It's a Calabria. Yeah, Frankie just corrected me. I said someone used the word WAP, which, and again, I know I don't want to be offensive to Italians, but I always thought it meant without paper, but it apparently doesn't mean without papers. It's a derogatory term from, what did you say, Frankie, if I can ask? What was it? It was.
Well, it comes from the word guapo, which was a southern Italian dialectical term meaning thug or pimp or, you know.
Really?
Like that.
Really? See, now I am offended. Now I'm offended.
Exactly.
Vito, we should all be offended as Italian.
I would agree. I would agree. It's like a bold and showy guapo was actually the original derivation of it. And but you know, like history, you know, there's been a lot of bigotry and ignorance. But you persevere and you work through it because there's no greater country on earth than the United States, and you can make it here, as you say, you can make it anywhere.
I mean, anywhere, baby. You know what? It's so funny though. But we never complain, right, Vito? But I mean, I know the Italian Americans never complain. We never did legislation. We never said, "Oh, you got to start now. You have to pass a law because." But we just dealt with it for some reason, you know, and it somehow made us stronger. Hey, Vito, let me ask you about this Mueller probe, if I can. I know you were in Congress when President Clinton was impeached. See, now, how do you compare the Trump investigation to the Clinton Independent Counsel investigation, sir?
Oh, you know, like every investigation, they all have their unique set of circumstances. I think the 98 impeachment proceeding was sort of clear where it was going, right? There was an end game. People may not have liked where it ended up, for better or worse. It started with, you know, the so-called land grab and ended up with something else. In this case, it just seems, I think, to many that they're still trying to get a solution. There's a solution in search of a problem. You know, it started with the so-called Russian collusion and now ends up with, I don't know.
Yeah,
and I think
yeah.
a lot of people in the United States are saying, where is this going? Well, we have no end game, and therefore, when is it going to stop so we can get back to, if you will, doing the people's business? It's one thing to not impede or step in the way of law and investigations. It's another to say, is this a witch hunt? Is this going to end up next month, next year, 3 years from now? Or is this really an effort to undo the presidency? So I think that's a lot of people are asking those just simple questions. And the people in the United States, I think, truly believe in the rule of law, but they don't like unnecessary witch hunts. And that's sort of, in my opinion, the big overarching dilemma.
Yeah, and not to lose sight that the difference is President Clinton did something, and he lied about it, and yep. President Trump has. We still don't know what President Trump has done. We still don't know what Bob Mueller is accusing President Trump of, Russian collusion. And how bad is that? And you know personally, Vito, right? I mean, they take something, and you go, wait a minute, you're going after Russian collusion, and you could use Paul Manafort as an example. And Paul Manafort now, oh wait, he had some offshore dealings in banking. Oh well, he didn't report. Well, excuse me, should the special prosecutor be able to take down Manafort for that when indeed he went in for something entirely different, Vito?
Yeah, and I don't, as I say, you know, it's the equivalent. I'm making it very simple, and it's not as simple as it is, but you get pulled over for a speeding ticket, and before you know it, you know, your second cousin in Chicago is getting railroaded for something he did.
That's a great analogy. Exactly.
And I think at some point you use discretion, and you're talking about this immigration matter, which will be one of a million, but it's a question of discretion and judgment. And I think at some point, unless there's something material and really connects the dots with the president and others, and there seems to be no reason to indicate it does, then why not end it, you know, and allow people to sort of once again truly respect and appreciate the so-called rule of law, because I think people are beginning to question the whole process because they're seeing it in plain view.
Yeah, so if the Democrats take the House, do you think they'll actually try to impeach the president?
I do believe the little secret thing of this election that'll probably pop up in October is, will there be impeachment or not? And then we can typically you run on issues that matter: tax policy, economics, education, national security. But something hidden in the wings is impeachment, and I think it could become the October surprise is if the Democrats take over, will they begin impeachment proceedings? And frankly, if things are on current track, I don't see why they wouldn't. I mean, I'm not saying they should, but all they're saying that this rises to the level of impeachment. You have some of the key leaders on the other side in the Democratic Party saying that. So I'm assuming there's a good chance it could happen.
Yeah. Now, there's quite a competitive race for your old congressional seat in Staten Island. And, I know you're supporting Congressman Donovan. We support Congressman Donovan. And I know a lot of Staten Islanders go, oh, Joe, you're supporting. Hey, listen, we open the airwaves to everybody. I'm just saying right here. But, Dan, I know the hard work he's done. I know the stellar work that he is doing in Washington. What kind of turnout do you think we'll see in this race?
I think as most turnouts in primaries will be low, especially at the end of June. You know, you're thinking end of school, people getting ready for the 4th of July holiday.
Yeah.
A bunch of other things. They have their lives to worry about. So I think all else being equal, turnout will be low because, A, people just don't vote in primaries, and B, you have an end of summer. So these races are always about identifying your vote and pulling them out. If it's 15% turnout, I would be surprised. My guess would be something less than 12 to 20% turnout. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
Like you said, supporting Dan, and the elections are about choices. In this case, it's a choice between two people, and I just think Dan is and will be the better choice.
Yeah.
And as you know, I think you've said it on your show in the past, is the president has come out in support of Dan, and he sees him as a very loyal, reliable ally in Washington, and I think that should speak volumes.
It works well for the people of that district. You're absolutely right. Vito, we'll let you go. Yesterday, were you in New Orleans yesterday?
I actually am. I was in New Orleans yesterday. I'm here this morning.
Ah!
I visited the World War II Museum.
How great is that, man?
The 74th anniversary of D-Day.
Fabulous.
And in spite of all the things that go on, you really get to appreciate the sacrifice and commitment and wonder of that group of individuals who saved not just the United States, but this world, liberated the world and preserved freedom for all of us. So it was a true blessing to be part of it.
And then you were with Frank Maselli, I imagine, huh? You were with
Well, we were No, it was more of just a walk through the museum. And if nobody's been to the World War II Museum, if you're museum folk, it really is one of the nice,
in
better
Orleans.
Stories you can imagine. And
Vito,
I gave a shout out to my friend, my, Mike Burke from Donito's.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful guy and a good friend of mine, and Donito's none better. And we also have an event coming up next week for type 1 diabetes. So if you can make it over there, Joe, at our good friend Jules Nassau House, we'd love to see you.
I love it. Thanks, Vito. Appreciate it, my friend. And we'll talk to you soon.
Right,
there it is. All about Staten Island. And really, if you get down to New Orleans, you got to check out this museum. And you got to check out the Donitos, too, like we keep telling you. But down there's a World War II museum in New Orleans started by the late, great Joe Maselli. These are some great Italian-Americans. Frank is my buddy, Joe's son. And you got to check that out. So always trying to keep the spirit of the United States military always alive. And always appreciate lives lost, especially during D-Day, right? 8:34 with Piscopo in the morning. You can give us a call at 877-970-29. And Shel Farley will join us momentarily. Right now, let's jump to Big Al. He's got the headline news just for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
61 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are trying to identify a man found dead in Brooklyn's Gowanus Canal. His body found floating in the water Tuesday morning near Nevin Street. His death has been ruled a homicide. Police are investigating, and the medical examiner will determine how the murder victim died. A Suffolk County man is facing charges for possessing 15,000 pounds of fireworks. Anthony Benvenuto of Shirley is being arraigned today at First District Court in Central Islip for allegedly keeping about $100,000 worth of fireworks in a Medford storage facility on Long Island Avenue. Police say the fireworks, in an amount described as two truckloads, could have caused a powerful explosion. Benvenuto will answer to counts related to the illegal storage of explosives and illegal dealing of fireworks. In sports, Aaron Judge hit a two-run homer in the top of the 13th. That broke up a scoreless game, and the Yankees went on to beat the Blue Jays 3-0. The Mets losing streak now at 6 after a 1-0 loss to the Orioles. And the Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 110-102 in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. That moves them within a victory of a sweep and their third title in 4 years. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Thank you. Good morning to you, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. It's still very busy this morning on the LIE heading westbound, heading out toward Maurice Avenue. That's an accident involving a motorcycle, so expect delays here. LIE West trying to get out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Traffic is moving slowly for you on the westbound belt up by Kennedy Airport. Grand Central Parkway westbound still busy at 188th as well. Deegan southbound, that's stuff and go. Right into the Cross Bronx Expressway, inbound GWB 15 minutes, Lincoln 45, Holland about 25, 78 westbound exit 17, accident involving a fuel spill, 80 eastbound exit 56 into Woodland Park, a collision, 15 south at Route 94, accident getting down through Sparta, and on the New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes north at 13, that's an accident on the shoulder, still seeing some volume here as you head to the Palisades Parkway North exit 8, accident right on the ramp. Partly cloudy today, high of 70. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 82. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Look, girls, love your straightener but hate the damage? Give it a little TLC and try Suave Coconut Oil Infusion Shampoo and Conditioner. It smooths hair and makes it look so healthy. So try it for yourself with their money-back guarantee. Suave, for hair you can believe.
Jesus. Hey, Piscopo in the morning. It's 8:37 right now. If you own or rent a home or an apartment or own a business, you have a huge opportunity to impact this generation and the next by choosing green renewable energy sources. When you buy renewables from Blue Arc Energy, you're getting energy sourced and developed right in New York State, please, keeping dollars, creating jobs for the communities in New York, New York. With Blue Rock, you could choose to purchase 30%, 50%, 100% of your annual electricity usage in clean, renewable energy sourced directly from New York State. Blue Rock's pricing for sustainable sources, you hear me telling you this every morning, it's substantially lower than most competitive suppliers. And they make it easy to include renewable energy for all or part of your home or business's power supply. Make the free and easy switch to Blue Rock Energy today. Take control of that energy bill. 877-280-4909. 877-280-4909. Or go to BlueRockEnergy.com.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills, and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Monday, June 25th at the 3 West Club, 3 West 51st Street in Midtown Manhattan at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And on Tuesday, June 26th at Bocelli's Ristorante, 1250 Highland Boulevard in Grasmere, Staten Island at 11 a.m., 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Just call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
Whoa, long time no see.
It's me,
the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet.
Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Shel Farley will join us momentarily. If you have been in an accident and need to talk to a lawyer about your case, please call the Bramnick Law Firm. John and Brent Bramnick and their 18 lawyers are standing by as I speak to answer your questions, and here is the number, 877-423-4878, 877-423-4878, auto accidents, negligence, malpractice, work-related claims, 877-423-4878. They are there 7 days a week, and they'll get you answers about your claim. By the way, the Bramnicks will come to your home. You hear me tell you this every morning? Excuse me, the Bramnicks lawyers will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. And John Bramnick, who's been doing this 30 years, has always provided free consultations to help you decide whether you need a lawyer or not. You may not even need a lawyer. 30 years, John Bramnick and his team have been there representing thousands of people who have been in serious accidents, always on a contingency basis. No recovery, no fee. 877-423-4878, or you can go to johnbramnick.com, johnbramnick.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy.com studios.
Morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio with Five Barrels and Big Al and Debbie, 841 right now. Shel Farley, a Republican conservative, Reform Party candidate for the United States Senate. I should say Shel Chiovacci. That's what I should say, Shel, right? With that Italian in there, can we do that
absolutely
for you?
Absolutely, yes. Thank you.
I love it. Where does your family come from in Italy, if I can ask?
Yes. So my family, I actually lived in Italy when I was very young. I was born
really?
In Boston, yes. But then my father actually was working over there for Raytheon. And we lived outside of Venice in Pordenone.
Oh, my gosh. What age were you? Were you a child?
Well,
you remember this?
Very young. No, in fact, I left when I was four. So I was there from 2 to 4 for 2 years, and it was great. So my Italian accent is pretty good, but I can really only, name gelati flavors.
Do you speak it? I regret. You know, when we were kids, you're much younger certainly than I am, but when we were kids back in the day, see, my parents would never speak Italian in the house because they wanted us to learn English. Did you ever learn Italian? That's such a beautiful language.
Well, it's funny. My Italian is I went to school there and, nursery school, and that was done in Italian with the nuns.
That's great.
My mother said she was so impressed. She couldn't believe it when she brought me over there. They were showing the other, little girls how to play with a toy. My mother's like, oh my God, we are not in the U.S. anymore. And it was just absolutely silent. And all the little girls were looking at the nuns going, okay, so this is how you play with a toy. And she's like,
this is the ad though. This is the ad you got to run, in school in Italy, speaking Italian. I love that, coming to America. I'd always learned the language. How's the campaign going, Shel?
Actually, the campaign is going really well. We have great traction. Fundraising is going spectacularly. We have already, we're close, we're closing in on $1 million, which is fantastic. So I am, I'm out there, you know, every day talking to people. And I mean, the big push right now is these unemployment statistics, you know, just came out and they are fantastic nationwide, but New York is really being left behind. And
interesting.
That's what's got to change. And nobody's talking about it. I mean, U.S. unemployment lowest in 18 years. New York, and it's really New York City that is helping New York State. But upstate, which is everything but this, but the city, the way they do the calculations, it's 4.9%. I mean, it's 25% higher than it is nationwide. And we got to change that.
Why can't they help New York State? It's like I always talk about the stressed areas in my home state of Jersey. No one shows up. No one shows up.
No.
And then when it's the same way in upstate New York, the beauty of upstate New York, and you know how great the people are in upstate New York, no one shows up. I mean, why can't they bring businesses there?
Yeah. Well, this is my big push. Our utility costs are too high. And, you know, the infrastructure is falling apart. And, of course, don't get me started on taxes. I think that, you know, these are the issues, but we can solve all of those. It's just somebody's got to be focused on them.
Yeah,
and as you know, I'm running against Kirsten Gillibrand, you know, who's running around the country running for president. And it's like, no, we need somebody who's going to represent and think about and care about the people of New York. And that's what I'll do.
Well, you made an issue that the fact that Gillibrand has not passed any bills in the Senate. Is that really true?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, she has sponsored almost 300 bills. And, of course, they get lots of press when she sponsors a bill. And I think people just assume that they pass in a law. But the reality is, of those almost 300 bills, not one has passed in a law. And, and to give you an example, Schumer has passed 31. Al D'Amato passed 25. I mean, it's ridiculous. Congressman Katko, who's only been there 4 years, right, 2 years under the Obama administration and, you know, 2 years under Trump, you know, has managed to pass 8. I mean, it's just, how is this possible?
Well, you know that, and again, I always like to keep everything positive, but you cannot dispute the fact that Senator Gillibrand was so close to Harvey, the Weinstein-Clinton connection.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, no one goes, if that was the other side, if that was you, for example, if that was a conservative, oh my gosh, they'd be all over that. That would be the ads. I mean, how do you, what is her connection, if I can ask, Senator Gillibrand's connection to Harvey Weinstein? There was a connection yes?
In fact, so Harvey Weinstein's lawyer is the Boies Schiller Law Firm. It is a law firm where she herself was a partner. And they were the enablers. They're the ones who actually went and tried to, you know, get all of these women to, you know, be quiet by trying to come up and dig up dirt on them. It's horrible. And it's like enabling him to continue. And what's ridiculous is the Boies Schiller Law Firm has given her over $780,000. All right, to her campaign.
Yeah.
And I keep asking, I've said this repeatedly, and we'll say it again on the radio, she's got to give that money back. You know, that money has got to get donated to a charity for, you know, sexual abuse victims. It's crazy that she's keeping it for herself. I joke that, you know, she's not the Me Too senator, she's the Me First senator.
Well, but she was so close with the Clintons, pictures with Bill and Hillary Shell all over the place. And then now Bill Clinton on this tour. And I know I heard, did Tucker say that? Yeah, Tucker Carlson says, I mean, you kind of feel bad for him, but you really can after what he went through and what he did to himself, to Monica Lewinsky, to the country. But they just disassociate and we're supposed to forget about that, I guess, Shell.
I think it's ridiculous. It's not like we have any new information. Right. I mean, it's just like she's so disloyal. I mean, here, Hillary Clinton was the one who helped her get that position because she was appointed to Hillary Clinton's Senate when Hillary became Secretary of State.
Right.
And I think Hillary felt like, oh, this will be great. You know, another woman, you know, from upstate. This is fantastic. And, you know, we joke about how she was Annie Oakley when she was in the House and she's turned into Jane Fonda in the Senate.
Oh, man.
I know. But it's crazy because, you know, Bill and Hillary fundraised for her, did all of these events. And, I mean, over the last, you know, over what, the last 11, in 9 years, nine and a half years. And here, no new information. And now all of a sudden she's stabbing him in the back. It's like, it's not good.
Shell Farley with Piscopo in the morning. Shell running for the United States Senate in New York State. What's your relationship like with Donald J. Trump, Shell?
I certainly met him. And you know, people are saying, so are you supportive? And I said, you know, absolutely. I voted for him. When the administration's policies are good for New York, I am all in favor. But when they are not, like this tax bill, you know, which hurt New Jersey and New York so much, yeah. I can negotiate and make it better. I mean, yeah, it was ridiculous yeah. that there was nobody there standing up for these high tax states and saying we cannot lose the state and local tax deduction cold turkey. And don't get me started on the $10,000 cap when the average property tax bill in Westchester is $19,000 a year.
I know. That's why we turned it around, because we got slammed in Jersey. You got slammed in New York. But fact of the matter is, let's lower the taxes. I mean, and that's what the administration thinks is going to happen. And it just doesn't happen. In Jersey, it's getting worse than ever. So what will you do? Give us a plan before we let you go, Shell, on how, and let's address upstate New York. And how you'll be one of the first to actually address upstate New York. What is your plan to lower the taxes up there? I mean, what could you do? I guess create revenue is what I always say. What is your plan?
Well, we have to create revenue, absolutely, but I think we've also got to bring back jobs, and that's how we create revenue.
Yeah.
And you know, I keep talking about New York being a donor state, right? We send billions of dollars more to Washington. They're always talking about the cents on the dollar, but I said, no, let's look at actually how much it is. It was $40 billion in 2016. It was $48 billion in 2017. Now with this tax bill, it's expected to go up another $14 billion to $62. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And this money has to come back to fix our infrastructure. You know, I'm an engineer. I'm all about why are our roads, our bridges, our tunnels, our waterways falling apart? And then people are like, well, there isn't enough money. Yes, there is. There's our money. And that money has to be coming back to New York to create good middle-class jobs and improve the infrastructure for all of us. It is a win-win.
Yeah, but gosh, God bless you for mentioning infrastructure. We forget about that. They're obsessed with the Russian probe. Exactly what we got to do is take on the infrastructure situation. Hey, Shell, come back anytime. Great hearing from you. Good luck. Godspeed. And how can people learn more about your campaign, Shell?
Oh, thank you. Yes. Please go sign up for our newsletter. Like us on Facebook. It's Shell Farley. That's C-H-E-L-E Farley, F-A-R-L-E-Y. ForSenate.com. So we would love to hear from you. And things are going really well. Please join the team.
All right, Shell. Thanks a lot. Welcome back anytime. And good luck with everything. Oh, yeah. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:50 right now with Piscopo on the radio. And Debbie Duhame is out there looking out for you on the roads. How are we doing this morning, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. First of all, if you're going to be taking a ride to the 6 train, delays with mechanical difficulties. Also delays on the PATH train, Newark to World Trade. And it looks like we're seeing delays there with ongoing signal problems. Port Jervis line of New Jersey Transit, a 45-minute delay. Earlier problems on the LIRR cleared. Inbound GWB down to 10. Over at the inbound Lincoln, that's 45. Holland's still 15 to 20. It's still stop and go on 7080 westbound. As you get out toward exit 17, accident in the left lane. Eastbound is really heavy with the rubbernecking. 80 eastbound slowing down exit 56, getting into Woodland Park with a collision. 15 north at 94, a crash there, getting up through Sparta. And traffic is slowing down as you head to the northbound New Jersey Turnpike up by exit 13. Watch out for slowdowns on the westbound belt into Flatbush Avenue. Looks like some police department activity, and it's still stop and go on the LIE West into Maurice Avenue with an accident cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager gives you the truth when the mainstream media won't.
With its decision to ban kneeling during the national anthem, critics are accusing the NFL of prioritizing being in the good financial graces of mainstream America over the social justice passions of its players.
This is mainstream media.
This is a lie. What matters to us is honoring what is deserving of honor.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Michael Medved at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Your life can be hacked. Everything in your life, from your bank accounts to the computer-controlled car you drive, everything. So this weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi talks with the author of Future Crimes, Mark Goodman, about the threats and the ways you can protect yourself. It's Cyber Justice, Preventing Cybercrime. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Did you know that you spend a third of your life in your sheets? Those sheets better be good. You got to go to brooklinen.com. They're the best, most comfortable sheets. Plus, there's no big markup. Brooklinen was founded in 2014 by husband and wife team Vicky and Rich right in Brooklyn, New York. They provide the most beautiful, comfortable home essentials, but without the crazy markups and fees. This is luxury bedding underpriced. You've got to try these sheets today. The Brooklinen sheets are the most comfortable sheets that you will sleep on. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Piscopo at Brooklinen.com. They offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Piscopo at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com. Promo code Piscopo. Brooklinen, the best sheets ever.
Be sure to tune in every Sunday night as Labor Press, New York's leading source for daily labor news and industry information, brings you their Blue Collar Buzz radio show. The hosts, Neil Tappel and Bill Holfeld, will discuss issues in the workplace and talk with some of the most prominent and influential personalities in the labor community. It's Labor Press, Sunday nights at 9, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
8:54 with Piscopo in the morning. I'll give you to 9 o'clock. That's 5 minutes plus, all right? You hear me on the radio? I'm going to give you the first five callers, the next 5 minutes, a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. That's what they used to talk in 1930 movies. And they, hey, how are you? How you doing?
Going to give you an oil change here, see? That's the way it's going to be.
I just want to say...
Hey, it's Piscopo with the Knuckleheads in the studio! First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. Why do I sound like Charles Bronson?
Yeah, you're like saying about get your car, yeah.
Oh, I sound like Charles Bronson for a moment there. 855-621-9949. Love Route 22 Toyota. You know, when you go over there, Iggy is over there. Carmelo and Chester. And then Johnny and Chris. Wendy's over there. And Alex Kinsella, that I keep telling you about, those low lease offers, 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And when you go in, it's the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. We went over there. It was so wild. When I first went and met Iggy Giuffre, what a great guy, man. Helped out the Boys and Girls Clubs. My heart just goes out and with such appreciation to Route 22 Toyota. The Iggy stepped up, helped the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey, and then they bought Toyota, man. They went to Toyota. They said, hey, we have the Boys and Girls from New Jersey. Toyota stepped up. That only comes from Route 22 Toyota. So when I tell you about this great family over at Route 22 Toyota, and I tell you, the next five minutes, first five callers, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. You will love it over there. 855-621-9949. All your Prius models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter for Route 22 Toyota right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Bass slide coming up here. Great tune. To this day, Joe Lumberg, a great tune. Sorry.
Love it.
Mike Smith singing lead. It's sad that I know all the names. Denny Paxton on bass. Look, I can name
it was like it was yesterday, right?
Please, I am pathetic. Sorry. Hey, Joe, how we doing? We got rain today? What are you thinking?
No, just clouds this morning. Then we get a little bit of sun this afternoon. Just barely get above 70. Tomorrow's the day. Partly sunny, about 82. So get out and enjoy tomorrow if you can. Yeah, oh, wait a minute. Well. You can't.
You were the best. You were the best.
Lundberg for the win.
Boom. Thank you, Joe. No, I was really going to do the show. I was going to do the show. Like one day last week, Joey, I ran out to the country. I said, oh, look, it's nice. I actually got to swim in. Yeah. It was like that really warm day, whatever it was. Tomorrow, not so much. I'm going to be in there working and then doing a speech. Or by the time you get traffic out of the city, it'll be sundown and cold and rainy. So, only me. You going on a big bike ride tomorrow?
This weekend, Saturday, up in the Finger Lakes.
What, is it a contest or something?
No, it's a three-day camping and riding event. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Joe, who are you taking with you? Come on.
I'm not going with anybody.
You just...
I will bring the median age down by about 10 years.
Oh, it's older. It's going to be older.
Yeah,
up there?
It's older folks.
Wait, so you go? Do you say? But can I ask you real quick? I love talking to Joe Lumber. Do you say, honey, I'm going to the Finger Lakes and we're going to do 3 days in the woods with our bikes? And she goes, I'll see you on Monday. It's like that.
Yeah, pretty much.
We got to get you by yourself. How do you make friends? Oh, no, but isn't there biking like groups out there?
Oh,
Joe?
Yeah. You just, you know, you say, hey, you know, what route are you doing? And then you partner up with people, whoever it is.
Joe, you're the best, man. We love you, Joe. We love you, Joe Lumber.
That's the nice thing about riding. You can ride with anybody.
Yeah. Listen, maybe I should take it up. I need some help, Joe. I need it. Listen, thank you, Joey. We'll talk to you, my friend. God bless you. You got to love this guy. Hey, Heather McDonald coming up in the next hour. You do not want to miss this brilliant young lady, fellow at the Manhattan Institute, contributing editor. And we're going to talk about Jeff Sessions, the war on police, free speech on college campuses, and this pizza delivery man getting deported. Heather McDonald, you don't want to miss. And my buddy Franco Porporino is going to be on. He's the host of Brunching with Franco, one of the more popular shows right here on AM 970. The Answer on Sundays, and we're coming right back at you. Radio Piscopo from New York.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
62 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on in Middlesex County. Man headed behind bars for insurance fraud. Prosecutors announced yesterday that Macaulay Williams of South River found guilty of making phony reimbursement claims for almost $32,000. He's facing 3 to 5 years in prison when sentenced on July 13th. Researchers at the University of Massachusetts Amherst are warning that a common ingredient used in toothpaste could be linked to cancer. The chemical called triclosan can be found in over 2,000 consumer products, including cosmetics, toys, and kitchenware. Researchers found that the chemical caused gut inflammation and cancer in mice. When used in small doses, they say that there must be an urgent attempt to determine if humans have the same reaction to the chemical. In sports, Yankees over the Blue Jays in 13 innings, 3-0. Mets shut out by the Orioles, 1-0. Golden State beat Cleveland 110-102 in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.